Aber ich sage, wir bringen some more lochas on tiny tzibu. Some more lochas, some of them are more well known than others. See, Tov Kuf Samach Vav. We have the privilege of hearing you tomorrow, Beis Hashem. Is that correct? Okay, so you've got 24 hours. We're looking forward. Okay, how are the Zoomers? Zoomers, hello? Jonathan, are you on? Jonathan? Jonathan, we missed you the other night. We had a question about the earliest Lichas time in town. And we're wondering what the Edgeware davening times, non-COVID years, obviously, what the earliest Slichas is. So we missed you. We wanted to know if you happen to remember. But is there Slichas before? We're talking, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't daven Slichas before Chatzos. And we're wondering if there is such a minion in town.
There are.
They
do like a Mariv at like 9:30, 10, followed by Slichas.
Right, very interesting. Do you happen to know what they do about Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim, which are only meant to say after Chatzos? Do they say it or do they skip it?
I don't know. It's United and the Adas do Slichas sort of 10, 11 at night.
Right.
I've never attended it myself.
Right, I wonder what they do about it. Okay, very good. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, further halacha. Shkoyach for that.
They didn't say
Yud Gimel. Like,
I'd be amazed if they skipped it. That's the
flagship part. Flagship, yes, sure. I don't know how to do it. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Simon. Tov Kuf, Samach Vav. Siv Dalet. So tonight on the agenda, we've got Siv Dalet. Hey, Vav. Zayin and Ches, so we've got to finish the Siman tonight. Perhaps even start Siman Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, which is the Siman which talks about the brushing teeth Shaila on the fast days. So we'll get to that. Hopefully tonight, but perhaps not. So Seif Dalet says follows. Noyagin lehaboy slichos pivik haslachlonu. The minhag is to say more slichos in the brach of slachlonu. To say slichos. When you say slachlon, after you say slichas. Yeah, is that the minik? I'm just repeating the words again. Noyagin. Lehabois slichois. The minik is to increase and say love. Slichois. Peviakas slachlonu. In the middle of the boch of slachlonu, in the middle of chalos hashat and shmoneh esrei. Is that when you say slichas? Pardon?
It depends where you are.
What do you mean? Oh.
Here they did slichas straight after
Shmoneh Esrei, right. But anybody make us in the middle of slachlonu? Yeah, so there is such a minig. Sure, there is such a minig, but it's not the common minig. Pardon? Yeah, sure. Yeah, can do it like that. The real yekas. Yeah. But it's not very common. Some have the minhag to say the slichas after Shmoneh Esrei. Who does that? Most Yidden, I think. Say slichas, nusach Sfat, after Shmoneh Esrei. V'cheni nigu ha-kadmonim be'eretz Yisrael, that is the minhag in the kadmonim be'eretz Yisrael. V'hu ha-minhag ha-rochelin, that is the proper minhag to say slichas after Shmoneh Esrei. What do you say, Chabad does what?
In the middle of Tachnun. So if it's a fast day, they go after Tachnun, after the short of Avinu Malkeinu.
Yeah?
And then you go straight into the
Zichas. Straight into
Zichas,
right.
And then
right, okay. That's good. Now, Seif, but Anas Tzibu, in a Anas Tzibu, Shliach Tzibu, She'enu Misane, Lo Yispal. Now, that's an interesting one. Shliach Tzibu, who doesn't fast, is not meant to daven for the Omud. Shliach Tzibu, a chazan, who doesn't fast, should not daven for the Omud. Oh, we'll get to that as well, Mitzshem. Why not? Aneinu. Aneinu b'yom tzam t'niseinu.
He was saying. He said that you have to do what you are doing if you're not fasting.
What do we say?
You said it's a sheker if you're going to say it and not going to pass. We said the Shnei Tzibur can say it, he's saying it not somebody else. So how does that work?
Ah, she's saying that since... Yeah, I know, but he's still a shliach. It's a good question. It's a very interesting point. Yeah, I know, but over there we're saying the flip side of the code. But over here we are still the shliach tzibo.
But then we said he can die.
Yeah, but we didn't say that he. We said there that the shliach tzibo.
Can sell Leinu even though he's not, because he's saying to be after everybody else. But an individual can't. That's why.
I hear what you're saying, but over here it's not about that he's not fasting. That's all a chashash. Shema is going to break the fast. Yeah. Good point. Taki saw someone that speaks about it on the side over here. A new kasha. Yeah, okay. So, Shliach Tzibur, who doesn't fast, can't daven for the Amud. What happens if that's what happened? Be it because he forgot that he broke his fast. Be it, quite common in some shuls out there. It's just the only one that knows how to daven for the almonds. Imagine a shul in Eastbourne, right? I don't know what it's like there, but I just said there's a shul in Eastbourne, and there's precisely 10 mispalalim, and they came to shul, and they're fasting, and it's all good. But there's only one out there who can daven, and it happens to be that Yid who can daven for the Amud. He's the only one that actually he broke his fast. He can't fast. What happens then?
He's the only one that can daven. We'll speak about that as well.
That's going to be the next sif. Let's talk about Shliach Tzibur first before leaning. So, what would you say? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if God Yudches, will speak about embarrassing situations soon. Here's your way out. Here's an easy way out. Just don't say, what's the problem? Why is it a problem for him to daven for the Amud? Why? He can't say, oh, very good. So what you could say, instead of saying, B'yom Tzem Tani Seinu, you could change the wording and say Yoim Hatana Sazeh, which is quite right to say. So, in other way, it's a public. It's a bit embarrassing. But if you just say quite fast enough and quiet enough, you'll get away with it. And then if you give a little cough in the middle as well, so you might get away with it. But yes, you have to say Yom Tzem Tanas as ever. Why didn't even Shliach Tzibur Achem Mutav Shispalad Mishaeni Misane? Memashe Isbat Lishma Kadosh Kedusha Bochem. There's no alternative. You're going to do that, and you do the cheating version, which is acceptable enough. But again, we've got to remember that you can't say Yom Tzem Tanis Seinu when you're not fasting. Do not say Yom Tzem Tanis Seinu. It's a real issue. We saw this earlier as well. Now, this is with regards to the Shliach Tzibur. Rabbi said, if you're not fasting, don't take the Amud. This is, by the way, something which I know that good, capable, and efficient Gaboim, they're very aware of that. And they would only ask Shliach Tzibur, they'd only propose and offer the Amud, as we say. Somebody that's quite convinced that it gets a bit embarrassing and uncomfortable and da da da. So they go up to people that, you're fasting, you're fine, and they go up to. But you, as an approached person, if you didn't fast and say sorry, he's not fasting, he's not a wise man. No, should try to, yeah. Yesh misha oima she'ein oima. Now talking about aliyahs. Can you get an aliyah if you're not fasting? Can you get an aliyah if you're not fasting? Yes or no? But what if you are called Yamait? And then I'm after my breakfast and after my lunch already. Yeah? What do you do then? You just like skip, you go forward.
I think you have to go forward.
You go forward? What if
otherwise?
Pardon?
If you the person who calls you up is not going to know whether or not you're fasting, and then you tell them beforehand, if they know you're if you know you're gonna be called up, then perhaps you should tell him beforehand.
Yeah.
If you don't know you're gonna be called up, then
yeah, so if you know you're gonna be called up, such as happens to be the outside of both your father-in-law, your grandfather, and your grandma, all the odds at the same week, and you happen to know that you're also making an oif for the bar mitzvah. So you're like, chances are you're going to get an aliyah. So, yeah, so perhaps go up to the, and you broke your fast earlier. So perhaps a good idea to go to the gab and say, nah.
What would be the main issue?
Well, what's the issue? What is the issue? Good question. What is the issue? Why can you not? All you're saying is Baruch Hashem Gebent should be the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's wrong with that? With your fasting or not?
It's similar to the reason why. Someone
what's wrong with that? Oh! We'll get that. It's a really important question. Why can you not? What about Glila Abayisai? What about Glila? Is often Glila, Glila, Glila.
Hagba.
And pass my ice cream. What about Hagba? Hagba.
You know, if
can't do it. Instead of showing like this, you can show like this. Yeah, so what's the problem? Yeah.
It's an equivalent thing, isn't it?
Good. No, why are you saying it's equivalent? Why?
Because just like somebody who's not kind of. Chutz.
He's not a Bachiuva. That's because he's not a Bachiuv. So you're saying that he's not a Bachiuv. He's not. He doesn't have the Chiuv. A Chutznik is not obligated in Kiyas HaTorah. Or the other way around. The other way around. A Ben Eretz Yisrael.
No, not about whether they're in Israel or not. I'm saying if someone's Yotzei Mita, just like somebody who can't. Let's say it's publicly known that they're at chorus. They can't be called up.
Can't be called up. Absolutely.
I know it's not nearly as bad to not fast on a fast day, but it's if you saw them eating their cornflakes.
No, but so you're assuming that he's doing something wrong by breaking his fast. It doesn't need to be like that. Very often, if he broke his fast, it's because he had to. The halacha commanded him to break his fast. That's normally the case, I believe. He's not well enough to fast. He's not obligated to fast. So why?
The topic of the Kriyas HaTorah is about fast.
You see, that he finishes not. How can he say? You know. Good. Fine. Let's see. Very, very interesting. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says over here. Some say you cannot lane or have an aliyah, because that was the same in those days. Somebody who didn't fast cannot have an aliyah or lane. And if the coin is the one, there's only one coin in that shul. Remember those days? Only one coin in shul? Yeah, you remember those days? I remember those days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's how.
And we're very short of him as well, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine there's one coin in shul, and he says, Yetzei, do you remember that you were borrowed from a few minyanim, upstairs, downstairs, yeah? Yeah, Yetzei, a coin with Beis HaKnesses, the coin has to go out of shul. So if the coin broke his fast, he had to break his fast, and there's only one coin in shul, he has to leave shul. Get out of here. You know, your stomach causing trouble for nothing. Get out of here, you can't have an aliyah. And you know, you're the only coin, so get out of here. Instead of him, Yid should have Nali instead of him. So where does that all come from? What is that exactly?
I mean, can't do chen either, then.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to. But why, what is the issue with being called up?
What is the problem with being called up? Okay. Now, boys, I will do some cheating now, because I'm going to go to Mishnah Berurah Sif Kod and Chof Aleph. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah brings it over there a little bit. It would appear, it's going to be rude to say that, but had I been to Mishnah Berurah, they brought these few lines earlier. Mishnah Berurah brings it over here. I don't know why he puts it over here. But if you go in Sif Kod and Chof Aleph, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the narrow lines. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. What happens if you called up somebody who didn't fast? There's a machloek as to whether you got up or not. Now comes the brackets, which is really what we're going to look at. That explains to us the reason why you may not be called up if you are not fasting. If you're called up and you are not fasting. This leaning was only established for the gentlemen who are fasting. Why so? Because by Shachis, Monday, Thursday. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah Takedos mentioned what you're saying. He says that you often find. He says if it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, the same would apply. Monday, Thursday, anyway, leaning. Yeah.
So, is it leaning on the fast day?
I'm just going to finish this point. It's really crucial. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you can only be called up if you're fasting is because this leaning has only been set up, established for the fasters. For our poskim shemekilim is there, the other poskim, what do they hold? No. This is what you're mixing up things. If you're called up, what do you say when you're called up already? Anybody can say Baruch Shem Vayirach, nothing wrong with it. So it's Kavod HaTorah, so fine. Whether you are fasting or you're not fasting, you can say Baruch Shem Vayirach. So therefore, according to this opinion, even if you're not fasting, you're allowed to be called up. So we've got a machloikas over here. Now what are we going to do if we have such a beautiful machloikas? What would you pass based on this beautiful machloikas achronim?
Rabbi?
One second. Let me just finish this question. So what are we going to do about this machloikas? Straightforward. So we have got a machloikas. Some say you can only be called up if you're fasting. Some say, no, you can even be called up if you're not fasting. So what are we going to pass on? Alech Lemaaseh. How are we going to normally get out of such a machloikas?
Make sure he doesn't lay in the wrong side.
Try to avoid it. And if you are called up,
go.
Yeah. So as we say in plain English, lechat chila, try to avoid it, and but yeah, but go for it. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so that's exactly what the Pilechat. Absolutely. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sure, try to avoid it. And therefore, with this, we're understanding, I think the Pesach that you mentioned. So, of course, the Mishnah Berurah even says so far that if it's an embarrassing situation and it's an element of Chilul Hashem, so the person is, for instance, the Talmid Chacham, and he will look wrong at Talmid Chacham. You know, Talmid Chacham, he's a young Talmid Chacham, and he's being called up to the sefer, and he's like, it's nish that he's not. So Mishnah Berurah said it's a chilul Hashem that is not being. Then he can be lenient. Now I don't exactly understand this because I would have thought punkt verkehrt. If it's a Talmid Chacham and he's an Eilich Yid and he's not fasting,
you should
approach
the Gavan
Hamwur. No, not only that, but if it's a Talmid Chacham and he's not fasting, must be a pretty good reason why he's not fasting, right? It's not rocket science. If it's only Kaf Schos. For Yid, and he's established a Talmid Chacham, he's Eilich Yid, and he says, everybody understands that it must be a good reason why he's not fasting, right? It's no rocket science. And I thought, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with this. Do you hear what I'm saying? But the Mishnah Berurah said, no, if it's a Talmid Chacham, and it's embarrassing, it's a Chel Hashem, he can go up anyway. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you're called up, you can.
It must only be a minute. There can't be an outright issue to it. It must just be that unhappy.
That what?
That someone who's not fasting shouldn't be called up.
It's a machlokes. According to the stringent opinion, it's a bochel vatole. Yes. But the Mishnah Berurah is meikil b'dieved. Okay, we yet didn't manage to quite complete the simon. Wow. But it was interesting. I think it's quite interesting halachas, relevant at times. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael, we learned that we say slichas either, the forgotten meaning is what to say slichas? Peslach lonu. The common meaning is to say slichas. That's the minik. Good morning, that's the general minik. Hanatana Sibba, whoever doesn't fast is not allowed to be the chazan. No good. But yeah, but if it is, no option, alternative, you know, he can. But it, what should he do then? What's that locha that he must remember?
Change the wording.
In Yom Tzom Tana says that. Furthermore, we learned, Ukiyas HaTorah, he's not allowed to be called up. If he is called up, but Yevet, then he can continue get on with it. Certainly when it comes to Shachis, anyway, it's more lenient, because there's other days of, there's days that he's leaning. A Kohen has to get out of shul if he can avoid all the problems altogether. Okay, I wish you a good evening, Avraham.